It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Today's Ask the Vet mailbag, we check in with Ryan Leiterman. And Ryan, let's look at the corn prices these days. Why are they so high, and what can dairy farmers do about that?
Yeah, so just to get current information, I went on the USDA's website this morning, and corn prices are as high now as they've been since 2012 and 2013. That's a topic that's on a lot of people's minds, is price of corn is very high, and what can we do to adapt our diets to deal with this? And there's a lot of things. I mean, when we look at the role of corn in the diet, it's oftentimes very simple. It's there to provide energy. And so the question is, what other sources of energy can we utilize in the diet that might be a little more cost effective than corn? The number one thing to think about is there's generally two schools of thought. The first and most common school of thought, especially here in the Midwest, is a ration formulation based around a certain level of production or pounds of milk. The producer or the nutritionist might feel that's very important to hit a targeted pounds of milk. You know, and if you ask most nutritionists, they'll just tell you, if I don't hit a certain pounds of milk for my producers, I'll probably get fired. And that's, a lot of nutritionists operate like that. Then they worry about losing their clients. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes that causes rations to be balanced in a manner. Sometimes there's some negative unintended consequences. And really, at the end of the day, the way that we at Crystal Creek look at balancing rations are, yes, milk volume and production is important. But at the end of the day, we need to be making ration balancing strategies on profitability for the farm. Making 100 pounds of milk and going broke doing it doesn't do anybody any good. Decisions based solely with a focus on milk volume or production, I think oftentimes are short-sighted. What we like to look at is overall ration profit. Now, you can measure that a couple different ways. You can measure that in income over feed cost is a really nice apples-to-apples metric. Or you can look at it as income over purchase feed cost based on what are you buying from different suppliers of the mill. Income over feed cost has a value assigned to your homegrown feeds. Income over purchase feed cost does not look at those and only looks at the value of the income over the feed costs that have to be bought off the farm. Both of those numbers are typically better the more we can lean on homegrown feeds. And both of those numbers are typically worse the more we have to buy stuff from the mill. And so the question is, if corn is expensive and you don't have your own corn on bank or to feed, you have to buy something, what can we do to replace that energy that corn is bringing in? What a lot of guys have found out and what we're having good success with is leaning on forages that provide high levels of digestible fiber. If you're a nutritionist, you use the term NDF. And if you talk about digestible fiber, you use the acronym NDFD. Digestible, the last D stands for the digestible fraction of the fiber. And a lot of people don't know it, but digestible fiber and starch, pound for pound, have the same energy value, meaning that if we have forage with a high level of digestible fiber, we can get just as much energy out of that as we can from corn. And then we wouldn't have to buy that corn, or we could reduce the amount of expensive corn in the ration. And so when you look at fiber sources, forages that have very high levels of digestible fiber, typically corn silages are good, cover crops, things like triticale, rye if it's cut well, sorghum sedan grass, different varieties of grasses all have very high levels of digestible fiber. And the more that we can maximize homegrown digestible fiber in the ration, the less dependent we are on starch from corn in the ration. So we can maintain or increase production. We can maintain or increase energy in the diet. And we can do that with a reduction of corn if we have a high digestible fiber source to replace in the ration. When prices like this will get high, it's very common for nutritionists and producers to start to lean on byproducts and say, well, I can buy byproduct X at Y dollars per ton, and that's a quote-unquote great deal. But there needs to be a deeper conversation on understanding. Price per ton is oftentimes, when buying commodities, very, very misleading. We need to be understanding what is the digestibility fraction of what we are buying. Something might be a cheaper price per ton, but it might be lower in protein or energy percentage than the other stuff that we could buy. And while it may be quote-unquote cheaper per ton, it might actually be more expensive per unit of protein or per unit of energy. So I would caution people against looking at byproduct decisions based on price per ton. They're oftentimes incorrect that way. The other thing is the two sources of energy in a diet can come from fermentable carbohydrates or fats. the two major sources of energy in the diet for dairy cows. When we look at fermentable carbohydrates, some of those can come from starch, some of those can come from digestible fiber or NDFD. When you look at a lot of rations out there, on a percentage basis of the fermentable carbohydrates, the vast majority of the energy coming from fermentable carbohydrates are coming from starches, and we like to do our rations completely opposite of that. If we can get a 50-50 mix, equal parts energy of fermentable carbohydrates coming from fiber and starch, or even slightly more energy coming from digestible fiber than starch, we still deliver the same amount of energy to the cow. We still support milk production, but we can do it in a manner that is much lower risk of ruminal acidosis, much more friendly to animal health by focusing on energy from fiber than focusing from energy on starch.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.